So here we are watching the 2018 Winter Olympics from the comforts of Shepherd's Bush, London. And I'm sitting here next to Nanny Peggy. Give us your full name.
Peggy Evelyn Baker. Lee Parker. I was Parker.
Your middle name's Evelyn? Did you know that, Rebecca? For all you people out there, Rebecca grew up on Evelyn Avenue.
Oh, where this funny, yeah.
Anyways, yeah. And for the sake of the historical record, give us your birth date.
Oh, I'm not telling you that. Oh, yeah, I better. Can't lie anymore. 27th of the 2nd of February, that is.
February. Oh, so it's coming up.
1924.
And you'll be...
94.
You'll be 94 years young. That's amazing. You look... For everyone out there, she looks very, very great for her age. And that's Leilani saying...
That's Leilani. That's my great-great-granddaughter.
So great-great-granddaughter.
Oh, great-great. Only one. Great-granddaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she'll have no idea of all the stuff you went through, which is why I want to record this, so she remembers.
Oh. Oh, well, yeah.
Maybe go back. Where were you born?
I was born in West Kensington, down a Mews.
Down a Mews. What was the name of the road?
Virgin Mews.
Virgin Mews.
There's a garage there. And do you know what? Before the war, we didn't take notes. The Italians took it over, the garage. They got next door to a garage. And his name was Ferrara.
Ferrara?
We used to call him Mr. Ferrara. He mad Jack Mum used to call him because he'd speed up and down. He had a racing car.
Oh, wow.
Do you know the Ferrari?
Yeah.
He was Italian.
Okay.
And he had the garage next door because different people owned it. And he was there with another man.
Oh, wow.
And Mum used to call him Mad Jack because he was always speeding.
Wow.
And
you were one of how many kids?
I don't know how many.
How many kids were in your family?
Five.
So, and what number were you?
I was the middle one.
You're the middle child.
Yeah.
And you had told me earlier that you lost your father.
Oh, yeah, motorbike. He was coming home from work. He'd just come out of the Navy.
Is that World War One?
Yeah, well, yeah. No, it's between the wars.
Oh, between the wars.
Yeah. And he come out the Navy, he signed on for a long time, about 14, and just come out, and he got a shot. Oh, is that another one?
I've got... Leilani's doing a puzzle on the floor.
Anyway, he just come out there, got a job, and the man in the firm gave him... He was a driver. Give him a job. He gave him a bike. He says, been in the garage, been in the shed, for, I don't know, it all rusted. He's done it all up. And he went to work on a Saturday, because he used to work Saturdays. And Mum said, it's a long time coming home. Wonder what's happened. And he was knocked off and had a fractured skull. But they brought him home, but didn't say anything wrong. He's all right, they said, the police. And we had to go and pick his bike up around the corner. Very near home he was. And he was acting funny, you know. He'd already been to... he had malaria in India because he was travelling all around the world. He's on submarines and that. And in Banstead, he was in a hospital. Neurology could see him. And that was it. He never came out. It was terrible. And he was once a little boy. He had four girls. And I don't know whether he knew Mum had a little boy. You know, that was sad, wasn't it? You never knew. His name was Francis.
What was your dad's name again?
Francis. Francis John Parker.
Francis John Parker. Oh,
yeah. He likes news.
Can you tell us your earliest memories of the war starting?
Oh, one minute. Where was I?
World War
II. It was on the television, on the radio. And what we lived at the top flat. We lived at the very top. We thought, oh my God, they went long before the raids started. The raids came early, and we used to go down to the well of the stairs. It was right at the top, about six stories up. Yeah.
And where was that?
In Emlyn Gardens in Shepherd's, near Acton Vale.
Emlyn Gardens?
Emlyn Gardens.
Shepherd's Bush?
Yeah. Supposed to be, it's more like Acton. But it was such a long way away, you know, from where we lived.
And how did you feel?
Horrible. I was away with the troupe. I was in a dancing troupe. And was travelling all over England in this dancing troupe.
How old were you?
Juveniles, like, up to 12, I think we were. And when I came home, Doris met me at Hammersmith Station. She said, we've moved. I said, I left all my things there. My little bits, you know, to make dolls' clothes and things like that. And my little tiny dolls. And I said, do you bring my things with you? And she took me to where we was living then, like, you know, the new flats. They were like a prison. But anyway, she said, I've got your skates. I said, well, thank God you've got me skates. I saved my money to buy those skates.
How much did skates cost in those days?
About £4 for skates. There was a lot of money in those days.
Yeah. And how much were you getting paid by the dance troupe?
Oh, ten shillings a week.
And how many shillings to a pound?
20.
20 shillings, okay.
So we're getting ten shillings.
Okay.
Half of a pound.
And so you moved house, war started.
Yeah, and we was at the top of the block of flats.
And so did you...
And the raid started straight away. The raid started, yeah.
Were you at the top of a block of flats?
Yeah.
You must have been so scared.
Well, I wasn't. It didn't bother me, but it did bother the mothers. The mothers I was frightened for, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were quite bombed a lot, you know. We were bombed.
What, did you actually see the airplanes and bombs fall?
You could hear them. They should make a throbbing noise. Oh, that's ours, and that's one of the... No, that's theirs.
Did you ever physically see them, or...
We had the doodle bombs.
Yeah?
The ones that used to come over, no pilots in them, and they used to light up at the back. That terrible noise. And they used to cut out and drop. Don't know where you were, they used to drop. We see them coming down, you didn't know which way to run.
Wow.
We, Blanche and I, we was always out, and Doris, we was always out. We didn't care.
Did you know anyone that...
bombed?
Yeah.
Oh, John was bombed twice.
Who's John?
My husband.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he lived in Milton Road, West Kensington. He was bombed twice.
Where was that, Milton?
Milton Road.
Milsden?
M-I-L-S-O-N.
Milton Road.
Not far.
And what, when you say bombed, it was his house, or what do you mean?
A house. And
so he was inside the house?
No. His mum and dad worked at the hotel painting and decorating. She used to be a cleaner.
Yeah.
So he used to go with his friend who lived near Brook Green.
Okay.
And stay there. And when they got home, the house had been bombed. Luckily, they weren't there.
Wow.
They were lucky. Then he went they rehoused him somewhere in the same road, down in the basement, and they were bombed there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was, you know. We were bombed, but we was in a block of flats. You know, my mum took us to my auntie. Mum was so scared, she was so frightened. My aunt lived in South Harrow, so she took us there for the week. Do you know
what? Is it safer out there?
No, they're fighting above in Harrow.
Oh, okay.
You could see them up in the sky fighting, you know, with the sparks and all the... when we come back home, the house had been blasted, went right through the house. The windows were blown out there.
What did
the in Emlyn Gardens.
The explosion.
Yeah, didn't. Well, they're just everything blown out, like, you know, because we weren't in there. Lucky we weren't there.
Do you have any regrets in life?
Plenty.
What's your biggest? To all the young people out there.
Well, not really, you know, we were never allowed to have regrets. We just had to get on with life. You know, no.
Daddy.
No. When I was young, there's a boy who used to love me, and he used to bring me flowers. Every time he got a penny, he used to give me a halfpenny. But I didn't like him. I just didn't want to know, you know, and he'd bring me flowers and all that. He said, Dad used to have an allotment, and he always bought me flowers. But every time he got any money, which we never had any money, he used to share it with me. And, you know, I just didn't want to know.
So what's your regret, that you didn't give him more attention?
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe if you did, you wouldn't
have... I wouldn't have had all these lovely children. No.
Maybe you just would have had different ones.
I just didn't...
What about in the scheme of life? Any big life lessons you'd want to tell Leilani when she's older?
Oh, well, no regrets, no.
Just to get on with stuff, don't complain?
We weren't allowed.
Yeah.
My mum was the biggest one. She kept us under her thumb. But she had to. She had five little ones, didn't she? Widow. No, I don't think I did regrets. We just took what was handed out to us, you know. A good idea now and again. It was always a good idea. I don't know why. Yeah. It weren't good.
Nanny, tell us about the jobs you did during the war.
Oh.
And if you have time, tell us about the German you killed with your bare hands.
Oh, blimey. We were terrified of the Germans. We were terrified. Yeah, the boy we used to come round to our house, his name was Obernoff. That's a German name, isn't it?
Yeah, the American.
Yeah, American, yeah. Yeah.
He was from Illinois.
Yeah. Harvey, his name, yeah. Yeah. But, I don't know, jobs. Used to make our sandwich in the morning. Mum used to go off before us.
Where was she going off to?
To work. Park Royal.
Okay, and what did she do?
She did everything, anything that was available.
Yeah, so in those days, would you just turn up to...
He said, have you got any vacancies?
Is that what you do, just to get money? Yeah.
Have you got any vacancies? And they used to give us a job. Yeah, you can start tomorrow. So then that was it. And then
was it common for someone maybe not to turn up because they died during an air raid or something? So it's like, oh, we need someone to paint this airplane now or something.
No. I didn't know anybody like that. But there were people that died.
Didn't you say you painted airplanes? Or
no, Blanche did it.
Oh, Blanche did it.
Dope. They're tiger moths.
Okay. And didn't you make machine gun canisters or something?
I've still got one out there. A box, ammunition box. We make the hinges.
Okay.
And a fly press. And what a fly press is, with a big ball, and you used to push it. It wasn't electric. It was us pushing it. Anybody come and spoke, because always the foreman came out to me. He said, Peggy, why is it every time I see you got a load of boys round you?
Oh.
They did, honestly. All these boys used to bang hang around, and I didn't like it. So I said, it's not my fault, and I knocked him out as well with the ball, because it was a fly press, and it went around him on the head. It's a great big iron ball like that. Have you done what a fly press is, do you?
No, but I'll look it up.
And it was a machine thing that you pressed out. It's a presser.
Okay. And that was that your big... Did you work at a battery factory?
I've worked at a battery factory. Yeah. All Blanche and I went and got a job at a battery factory. And I had a lovely outfit. I made a white skirt and a white bolero and a red jacket thing underneath. And we went to this job. And when I cut out, I was black. I was all tied marks up my arm. I thought I looked good. I did look good, but it was the job.
And what would you? How much would you earn?
Oh, not a lot.
No,
not about 10 shillings, if that. Eight shillings, something. And poor old Blanche, she had a fly press that she stood on it like that, and the little balls up the ends, and she'd cut the stuff out like that because of the press. And she had two little balls that are like on. They're little balls. They weren't long balls that I had, and they. I said, oh, Blanche, look, there's a fellas out there. There's nice blokes out there. She looked, we wiped the window. And she stood up, pressed the button on the treadle, and the ball swung at her hand there, crushed her fingers, and she knocked out the second time.
Oh, my God.
She knows you. I had to take up the hospital, did I? Park Royal Hospital. Yeah. Bang, 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 it went on her head.
And were there...
She had anesthetic as well at the same time. She crossed her fingers.
Were there any air raids happening during
that? Yeah. We used, yes, we go underground. There was always... And Blanche, she was a cow, she was. She made... If it was overhead, if it was right overhead, sorry. If it was overhead, we used to go underground. And it was a whistle that went. The air raids used to go, woo-woo, like... And she used to whistle like that. And everybody had to go underground. And they used to be so mad at her.
Oh, she was a little prankster.
I didn't tell it was her. I knew it was her.
Oh,
but anyway, I think she's walking around with the victory sign then. Like, they had these two fingers crushed underneath.
And how old were you then?
Oh, about 16, if that. She was younger than me, yeah. We were a crazy couple, you know. And we didn't care. And we were on a bus once, and the busman came up, he said, an air raid on, you know. I said, yeah, we know. And we was only two on the bus. She sat at the top, just be daring, like, you know, 15, 16-year-old. And then the bus, we worked at North Acton, and the bus driver, bus conductor came.
Okay, start it again. So you're on the bus.
We were on the bus just to get a bus to North Acton because we lived in Acton, Shepherd's Bush. And there's a raid on. There's a raid. And in the conductor said, I think you better get off. He said, a raid. I said, no, that's all right. We were sat right at the very top in the front. And in the end, his conductor come up. He said, because they had conductors then. Would you please get off the bus because the driver's not going any further. It's too dangerous. I said, we're all right. I said, you can go. We don't mind. We sit here. You've got to get off the bus. She said, the rays are overhead. You've got to take shelter. We've got to take shelter. We've all got to take shelter. So Blanche and I, we just ambled off. We didn't care. And then we're strolling up the road, and all everybody's saying, get undercover. We were still wandering along, you know. So
were you guys drunk?
We were going to work.
You're going to work, okay.
No, and the driver wouldn't go any further. And he said, I'm not going any further. I said, well, we've got to get to work. He said, but nobody's going to work. They're all undercover. So in the end, we had to get off. And we were strolled up the road, just arm in arm, strolling up the road. The people said, get under cover, they were bombing us.
Why was it you were not afraid? Because you didn't have any... What gave you your sense of immortality?
Oh, I just didn't want to lose a leg. And I didn't want to lose any limbs, you know. That's what I said, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go. But, no, that was...
It was a good sense of sort of naivety in a way. Though.
Oh, it was,
sort of,
yeah.
Just like, oh, we don't care.
Oh, we don't care. We were that
exciting.
Young. Yeah. We weren't excited, we just didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, and the men, they were in their shelters, get undercover, and Blanche just strolled up the road, arm in arm. Care.
What about the other store?
Ours is gone as well, you know. I hope we ain't got to go work today.
Can you say that again, what happened?
There was a bomb, it hit a Coty makeup factory, a lot of factories around North Acton, you know, North Acton.
What year was this?
Oh, God, I don't know what year it was. Oh. It was early in the war. And
so
we were still single, you know, it was only 15 and 16, we were strolling around. And they was giving tea out, anybody that wanted it. And we, do you know what, you had to get an Olsen car to get to work. The buses would stop running.
Wow.
And if the old rag and bone man used to come along, you know, the rag and bone.
Yeah, yeah.
The little wolves and that, and we'd sit on the back and get a lift. Because they had to tell me lift because nobody was running. No, none of the cars were running. Nothing was running. Yeah. You just had to get a lift. Like, just go like that and show your leg and they used to stop and give you a lift.
Used to show your leg to get a lift.
Well, the thing is,
that's where Rebecca got it from.
Do you know what? My sister, Dorothy, she didn't want to know. She three of us, Blanche, Pig, me, and Doris. And Doris, back out, she didn't know us. You know, there's Blanche and me sat in it like that. But she was the first one to get in the car. She was always like, I said, Anyway, we laughed. But they were very nice people to give us lifts. He said, well, how far are you going? I said, we're coming to Park Royal. Oh, well, I could take you all the way, he says. I said, well, we've got our train fares to use. You know, we'd already bought train, we had to get off the train.
Was everyone polite in those days? Did they try to take advantage of you?
I don't know. It's bunch. We were together, we were laughing, a couple of young girls, you know, giggling away, and lovely cars. And now he said, I said, we've got our bus fares. Oh, train fare was train. So we said, we're all...
Yeah. So you used to go dancing during the war. Yeah. Tell us about that.
The little local halls have a dance, you know.
Where sixpence again. Can you reference any places that are still around or areas?
There was Lime Grove used to have a dance there. On a Lime Grove down that road.
What kind of music?
The swimming pews. They used to do the jitterbug. We weren't allowed to jitterbug.
Was that too racy?
Oh, it's too rough. Too, you know,
too
kicking sexy. About, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, as well as we used to love to do the jitterbug, but it's no more. Out you go. So we weren't allowed to jitterbug.
And what would it cost?
Because the Americans came over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would it cost?
And they would jitterbug.
Better sixpence.
With the Americans. Oh, jitterbug. Yeah.
There was a fashion. Didn't see them, but they weren't. They didn't come into the war. Till about, what was it, I don't know. We had a lot of Americans over.
Was there a lot of drinking and...
Oh, there were, no, we never drank. We didn't,
no, just high on life?
Just, you couldn't buy drink anyway. Everything was, nothing there.
So it was just dancing for...
We used to go for a laugh, you know?
Yeah.
And dance with anybody, well, not always. We didn't like the Indians dancing with us.
You didn't like the Indians dancing with you?
No.
Were there a lot of Indians then?
Oh, yeah, there's Pakistan, isn't that? Yeah.
Okay.
They're in the forces, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about...
I mean, it sounds racist, but we didn't like the look of them, you know.
Yeah, because they would have been new, right?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And what about... How would you travel to... First of all, how would you find out about the...
Oh,
the dances, and then how would you travel to them? And
obviously walk.
Oh, you just they'd be local, yeah. And you could walk.
Yeah. Didn't have to walk far. There's always something going on.
And
yeah.
What was the age range for people that would attend these events?
Oh, about teenagers, you know, and older ones. Yeah, the forces were the older ones that came in, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, was it friendly?
We should go with a gang, you know. Meet up with a gang. Yeah.
And was it friendly environment with the male?
Oh yeah.
Soldiers and the.
Who's this?
Oh, we've got company.